All right, it's now time to have a look at Steve Watson's 1 to 11 best players you ever played with. Steve, how difficult was this?
Yeah, I've had to make a lot of phone calls and apologies.
I didn't get one.
Pardon, Merce. It would be one.
You lost my number.
Hey, Merce, you might still be in it, yeah?
Yeah,
but
right.
Because of the, all the players I have available, I've had to play a system where, not surprisingly, it's quite attack-minded.
Okay, go ahead,
so, I'll start with the goalkeeper, which is Shea Given.
Why Shea?
Quite frankly, he's the best sort of reaction goalkeeper I've ever seen in my life. He was fantastic to play in front of. He was a good talker. You had everything. He was very good distribution. He was quick. He was off his line quick. Just really the best all-round keeper.
Do you think he's the most important person on the pitch?
No.
Player?
The hardest thing in the world is to score a goal.
You think?
Yeah. I think you've got to have a really good core for any side, and I think it goes from a good keeper, a good centre-half, a leader, good centre-mid and a good striker, and I think the keeper's not the most, but one of them.
Yeah, to be fair, you don't win anything with a bad goalie, put it that way. Right back?
I'm going to play 3-4-3.
OK.
So, this is the only player on the team that...
defends.
..that I didn't play club side with. This was under-21, captain, Sol Campbell.
OK. Top player. Was he even that good when he was that young, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, he was a leader as a 20-year-old and he was an out-and-out defender, so strong, so good 1v1. And the way I'm going to play with this team is we need an out-and-out defender and a talker.
and pace as well.
Yeah, quick, strong, you know, everything, really good pro. And as I say, you need as many leaders on the pitch as you can get. I'm going to play the left side of the three, Philippe Albert.
This lad could have played centre midfield, couldn't he?
Well, he did regularly, even though he wasn't told to. Now, he's the best sort of football and centre half that I've ever seen. But apart from his goals, which were fantastic for a centre half, he was a world class defender. I think he gets a lot of credit for his attacking side
of his
game. This sums him up. But what he didn't see after this goal is he spent all day keeping Man United's strike force at bay and being a very good defender. So, but to add this to your game, he was just one of a kind. I've picked a player that me and Merce both played with, Gareth Southgate.
Yeah.
Quite simply because he's an unbelievably good reader of the game and very good two-footed, and you'd have no problem covering for either side. Very good talker, good leader, and I think you need somebody in there that's just going to shepherd everybody, and Gate was very good at that.
When I went to Villa, I didn't realise how good he was until I got there.
Underrated in some way.
Very much so. Very much so.
Big midfield. Play with a lot of good midfielders.
We need an anchor man, and this, for me, nationally, is very underrated, David Batty.
Top player.
Very, very good footballer. Always wanted the ball, always available. Hard as nails.
And loved the game.
Yeah. He loved that sort of 45 minutes where he trained and then you wouldn't see him for dust. But he had so much more to his game than he probably should. He could strike a ball fantastically with 2 feet, could have scored more goals than he did, but was quite happy just to play that role, the Makélélé role, and he was fantastic for Newcastle.
He wasn't a hard trainer. I'd always have him down as training hours and hours and hours and hours.
He would come out, wouldn't he, for the warm-up.
Yeah.
Bounce a ball and smash it as far as he could towards the goal, 50 yards. You'd be a nightmare. If the manager was watching, never do a stretch, just flick the ball and wallop. But top player, he was top player.
He's your holding midfielder. I'm presuming you've got a lot of attacking intent in front of him.
We're going to have... I'm going to put Rob Lee on the right because when he first came to Newcastle, he played virtually as a right winger. Really hard worker, an absolute bargain, probably the bargain of Newcastle's era. Ended up being a top goal scorer, could play behind the front two, could play centre mid, and he would work for you there. Near the end, I don't think he enjoyed there, as I explained before, everybody wanted to be off the wing when they got to 30. But Rob Lee was fantastic.
That season when Keegan said he's the best player in the country, he was so good, scoring goals for fun, wasn't he?
He was really top draw.
Top player.
On the left is David Ginola.
Did you have to mark him in? Well, even when he came to Villa, he was coming towards it, he was still scary, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he literally had everything you'd want from an attacking footballer. For 6 months, 9 months maybe, the full season, I suppose, he was the best player I've played with. He could go inside, he could go outside, he was strong, he was I'm surprised anybody liked him. Actually, he was good looking. He was, but he, but yeah, he used to be able to, used to be able to turn left, right, inside. He used to put in the top corner, outside. He used to put balls on Alan and Les's head, and he was so skillful. He was just an incredible player to watch.
Do you think he'd be a good head of FIFA?
Yeah, I think he's got that mentality where he's very charming. He's very intelligent, and I think everybody would take to him. Certainly the female delegates.
Who next? Who else have you got?
Just ahead of David Batty would be Gazza. Simply because when I played with him at Everton, he's probably a little bit past his best, but you can't play with Gazza and not put him in your team. He's the best English midfielder of my generation, certainly. He would take the ball anywhere on the pitch. He was strong as an ox. He was aggressive. He could score goals. And he was just, he was valuable around the place as much as anything.
You both feel it. Was he a different, was football just a different game to him compared to everyone around him? You know, was he that much better?
He loved football. He loved playing all the time. I mean, if managers had to get him in from training because he'd be out there all day long.
I think if you could have kept him on a football pitch 20 hours a day, he would have stayed there and he wouldn't have had any trouble, would he?
True.
But yeah, I mean, as I say, the best centre midfielder of my playing generation.
Fair amount of work for David Batty to do defensively so far. Who have you got?
It is, yeah. It doesn't get any better. I've got Peter Beardsley coming off the right. Peter Beardsley, I said, Ginola was the best player I played with for 6 or 9 months. Peter was probably the most consistent best player on a daily basis in my sort of however long I was at Newcastle within 4, 5 or 6 years. Every day the best in training. Two-footed, scorer of great goals. That year when Andy Cole came and scored 40 goals, Peter probably had 30 assists. He was just... and the reason I've got Peter there and the lad I'm going to put there is Peter would run back 50 yards and make a tackle on the edge of his own box. And with this team, I think you need somebody to do that if Gazza goes past him or Ginola comes off his wing. So I've got Peter in there as probably the best... It's the best out-and-out player I've played with.
He's one person who used to do that trick I've never, ever seen another player do.
Which one's that?
The one when he just used to go I've never seen...
That way,
no, he wouldn't even... He wouldn't touch the ball. His leg would go like that. I've never seen another player do that.
He'd done it for years, but it just kept working.
It worked, didn't it? So good with Lineker for England as well.
And his attitude was brilliant. Yeah. I mean, he was... Growing up as a young kid, watching him train week in, week out must have been...
You couldn't wish for a better sort of role model than Peter. For me, Lee, Alan Thompson, all the lads coming through. He was brilliant.
Who's next then?
Coming off the left is Wayne Rooney. I was lucky enough to be there when he made his impact on the game. He came training with us. I think he may have even joined in training at 15, certainly 16. And he was like a 25-year-old sort of striker. He was knocking people all over the place.
Did he have respect for the senior players?
He had respect in the fact that, you know, he was never cheeky to us, but his opinion on the game, I think, is I'm on the same pitch as you and I'm better than you and I'm just going to go and play my game.
Do either of you find it strange that, you know, after two games of the season, people are saying, oh, is he past it when he's got that record?
I wouldn't say he's passed it at all, but we're getting him out of our team, though. But I wouldn't say it's because he's passed it. I don't think that's his position. Okay. I think he's got to play facing the goal, not with his back to goal, in my opinion. And I think you're only as good as the people that give you the ball. And if you're not getting the service, you can't do anything.
OK. Whoever is there, we might be able to guess, is going to get a lot of service.
Yeah. It's got to be Alan Shearer for me. A, he's the best out-and-out goal scorer I've ever seen. But B, in a team like this, when you've got forward-thinking players, he's very, very strong, very good at holding the ball up, can bring people into play, incredible in the air, he's a good target man. And with these two sort of running off him, him heading it down to the wings and getting back in the box, I'd probably have him down as my captain as well. As his record shows, he's the best out-and-out goal scorer you'd ever want to see.
And if he was ever through on goal, you were never in doubt that he'd score?
No, he'd be the one that you'd say, let's start jogging back. And what was great about him now as a coach, I see shooting sessions now when I coach, and I see young lads thinking chances are too easy, trying to back-heel things into the net and all that. He would literally take the keeper's head off every time from 6 yards to score a goal.
Yeah. Hey, it's a great team, isn't it? Have a look at that. Brilliant. Good work. Love that team.